USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Joe Biden on Friday told reporters in Nantucket that he is not considering any new vaccine mandates for now.
We don't know a lot about the variant, except that it is a great concern. It seems to spread rapidly, and I spent about a half hour this morning with my COVID team led by Dr. Fauci, and so that was the decision we made.
Biden said he is not considering any new mandates after imposing a travel restriction on several African nations. Biden is expected to spend the weekend in Nantucket and return to Washington Monday. The Indian government advised people against subscribing to Starlink Internet Services, a division of billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX aerospace company, as it does not have a license to operate in the country. Starlink had been told to comply with regulations with immediate effect. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
James Corbett recently talked with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of ChildrensHealthDefense.org about his new best-selling book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Corbett posited that we are in the most profound peril toward human liberty that we have seen in our lifetime. Kennedy responds.
And for the first time in history, because of the technological revolution, the capacity for totalitarian forces to literally control every aspect of human expression and even human thought is now unprecedented.
He said, this is Armageddon. This is the final battle. We need to win this one. Todd Benzman, a fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies in Reynosa, Mexico, at a migrant camp, Benzman witnessed the United Nations International Organization for Migration handing out free debit cards to aspiring U.S. border crossers, paid for by U.S. taxpayers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mexican authorities have laid out a series of conditions for reviving the Remain in Mexico program, the Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims, with the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. Mexico's foreign ministry said in a November 26th announcement that talks have intensified with the United States on rebooting the program known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, but that Mexican authorities are waiting for a formal response from the Biden administration on a number of concerns. Get ready for Omicron, the new variant of COVID-19.
The CDC says today no cases of the new Omicron COVID variant have been detected in the United States so far. The new strain was recently found for the first time in South Africa, now being called a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says while there's no need to panic, it's likely that the variant is already in the U.S. The White House announcing travel restrictions effective Monday for 8 African nations to try to reduce the spread of the variant into the United States. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.